a question for the leader of the house, since she has brought up the matter of Mr. Tan Chuanjin. In July 2023, Mr. Tan Chuanjin resigned as Speaker over an affair with a sitting Member of Parliament. The Prime Minister had known since late 2020, nearly 3 years. For nearly 3 years, the Speaker presided over this House, ruling on members' conduct, maintaining order, while in an affair with a member that he presided
over. Mr. Tiong, as I recounted earlier, we can discuss about others, but not. It will be. You should do it with a separate motion on another day.
It will be relevant, Speaker, if I can just
okay.
finish.
All right. Okay.
Now, both Speaker and Leader of the Opposition are parliamentary leadership positions. Both situations raise questions about fitness for office. Arguably, the Speaker is more important than the LO, since the Speaker is in the line of succession for President. Yet Parliament was never asked to judge Mr. Tan Chuanjin. No motion, not in 2020, not in 2021, not in 2022, not before his resignation, not after. Nearly 3 years of silence, and then a quiet exit, but not before calling my honourable colleague an effing populist. Mr. Singh faced the courts. He was convicted. He paid his fine. The legal process is complete. Now Parliament wants its turn. Mr. Tan faced nothing. No court, no conviction, no fine, and certainly no motion. So the member who faced nothing gets a quiet exit. And the member who already faced the courts must now face Parliament as well. So if this motion represents the proper standard for addressing misconduct by parliamentary leaders, why was Parliament never asked in those 3 years to judge Mr. Tan Chuanjin? Which is the highest standard of accountability? And what justifies a motion for Mr. Pritam Singh of the WP, but not Mr. Tan Chuanjin of the PAP?